Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
An immigrant artist stands in Grand Central Terminal and reimagines New York if history had taken a different course.
I kind of started thinking, you know, what if the Hindenburg never had crashed and the Zeppelins had taken over the world and we could have saved our trip way out to JFK to take our flights and could have just transferred from trains to Zeppelins right here in the Grand Concourse.
I'm Ashwini Anbarajan, host of Feet in Two Worlds podcast, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. On this podcast, artist Lothar Osterberg, his poster showing Grand Central with Zeppelins hovering overhead, is currently on display in subway cars all over the city. It was commissioned by the MTA as part of their Arts for Transit program. For more on Lothar Osterberg and his reimagined New York, we turn to journalist Hella Anderson. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hella, Lothar Osterberg's vision of the city really comes from his experience as an immigrant, doesn't it?
Yeah, Lothar Osterberg, he is a German immigrant who came to New York 20 years ago. And I met him at Grand Central Terminal, where he was giving a presentation about a model he had created to celebrate Grand Central's 100th birthday, which is this year. Osterberg's model is the centerpiece of an exhibit at Grand Central called On Time. The MTA Arts for Transit program was so excited about his piece that they asked him to create the subway poster, which is called Zeppelins in Grand Central. And I asked Lothar what it meant to him to be chosen as a featured artist at the exhibition and a contributor to the MTA Art Card program.
I came here as an immigrant, and the American dream, the New York dream, sort of you can come in as an outsider and become part of it. And you are accepted in the United States. So I love how open the United States, especially New York, is to anything new, outsiders coming. It's like, what can you do? Great, let's do it. And it's fantastic.
Hella, can you describe what the poster looks like?
Yes. Lothar's poster is a long formatted photograph of his model of Grand Central. It's an imaginary image of the interior and exterior of the building. It has yellow caps on the outside and great Zeppelins on the inside. He explained that his idea of the Zeppelins came more or less by accident. As he was building the model, he suddenly became fascinated by the size of both the building and the Zeppelins. And then he continued to play with the idea of Zeppelins inside of Grand Central Terminal.
I've always been really curious about how the artwork that is shown in the subway is actually chosen. How did the MTA actually find Lothar Osterberg and his work?
The posters in the subways are a part of the Art Card program, which was initiated by the MTA Arts for Transit back in 1999. Arts for Transit wanted to provide opportunities for illustrators and other visual artists to create transit-themed artwork for display within all the new subway cars. So when Amy Hausman, the assistant director of Arts for Transit, saw Lothar's photographic print at a gallery show, she immediately approached him to be included in the exhibition at Grand Central, and that's when she also asked him to create the poster.
Hella, you spent a day with Lothar Osterberg. Did he express that nostalgic New York to you? What did you do?
So after the presentation at Grand Central Terminal, I followed Lothar back to his studio in Park Slope, where we could sit down and have a talk about his poster and his way to New York and how the city has influenced his art. And he told me that he came to the United States in 1987. He started out living in San Francisco, and then he came to New York in 1993.
To what extent does being an immigrant influence Osterberg's work?
Well, a lot. Lothar says that he looks at the city with the eyes of an immigrant when he creates most of his art. He was actually greatly inspired by the 18th century artist Giovanni Battista Piranesi. He's known for his engravings of Italian churches and other architectural landmarks. Lothar told me that he is fascinated with the constant change in New York City, and he said that he has a hard time imagining what the city actually looked like when he arrived.
Hella, we know that Lothar Osterberg loves New York, but does he consider himself to be a New Yorker?
I actually asked him that question, and he came up with quite an interesting answer.
Hella, thank you so much for bringing us this portrait of artist Lothar Osterberg.
Thank you, Sweeney.
Hella Anderson is a freelance journalist. She produced this podcast as part of the Feet in Two Worlds journalism course at the New School. Remember to look for Lothar Osterberg's poster, Zeppelins in Grand Central, the next time you ride the subway. The producers of this podcast are Aaron Leaf, Jocelyn Gonzalez, and Manolia Charlatan. Our engineer is Tarek Foda. Thanks for listening. I'm Ashwini Anbarajan.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the David and Catherine Moore Family Foundation, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and listeners and readers like you. Join our growing group of supporters. Go to our website, fi2w.org, and click on the support tab in the upper right-hand corner. Feet in Two Worlds, supporting immigrant journalists and bringing their stories to the rest of America. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.